just wanted to chat about the young players, the bench players, guys that you've been a little bit responsible helping them develop over the last couple of years, how they've performed in the playoffs so far.
Who are you talking about right now?
Warren, Jared, LB to a lesser extent.
Yeah, I think, all these guys that you just mentioned, they're part of the rotation. I mean, the good thing, and these guys are fortunate that Coach Gentry and his philosophy with using all the players and extended rotation, it's kind of fit with their player development. I think the most important thing for developing young players is finding minutes for those guys, not just staying after practice and doing extra work, what's also very, very important. But just I think the main thing is for those young guys to have opportunity to use that and to basically to have some kind of feel of what this game is about. So from that point of view, I mean, it's a great thing that, like I said, Coach Gentry's philosophy is really to use as many guys as necessary. Our rotation this year was sometimes 10, 11 guys. So everybody's got to be ready and be prepared for maybe play some minutes. And that's a huge, for if you ask me about all these names, all these guys, I think it's a huge because they know they are part of the team, they're part of rotation and very important pieces of the winning games.
How do you keep them from in a situation? The coach had said he had tightened the rotations a little bit earlier in the series last night. He kind of went back to normal. How do you keep guys from getting too aggressive or trying to do too much in fewer minutes?
That's experience. You can't go too fast. You can get too slow. It is this game. It is about, first of all, about a changing of speed, about understanding, and also about a reaction. You don't have time to think. So that's why, it is, playoff is a time to use a more experienced guy who understands what is controlling the pace and really keeping yourself under control. So, we also know that we have to live with some mistakes and nobody's was born with experience. The only way they're going to get experience is if you play them and live with some mistakes and keep coaching them. So I think that Coach Gentry, it's a tricky one. We have to keep winning games and keep developing young players. So it's we got to do both things at the same time, and that's the hardest part of the Coach Gentry's job.
Warren and Jared had their best games of the series last night. How do they keep that going? Can we expect that up and down? Is that just what happens with young bench players, or can they continue?
But this league, this business is about a consistency. How many seasons you're going to play, how many games you're going to play, how many minutes you're going to play. And I think they have to understand that. And I think both of them, they're very deeply analyzed their production and productivity in the last few games. I don't think they should put too much pressure. This special playoff is a lot about matchups, about adjustments. There's some games that maybe they won't play that much, or they're going to miss some shots. But a long series, long games, a long playoff, hopefully. So, I think they have to be patient, and it's a good thing. Like, again, they're fortunate because Coach Gentry is an experienced coach and knows how to handle this kind of situation, not putting extra pressure on them, but still coaching.
Are you pleased with their performance so far, or are you expecting?
Well, right now we are at the point where only thing we judge is about a team success. So some games, like last night, our best score wasn't best scorer last night. It was Amari. Didn't put the best numbers, but he had a huge contribution to that win. But really, we get to the point, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as teams playing well. Goran's job is not just to make shots, it's to run the second group. JD defends probably the best defender in that lineup and looking for open shots. So if those shots doesn't work for him, then maybe he's going to do some other stuff. So like I said, right now it's all about a winning game, and that's how we judge about their performance right now. It's really, it's a primary is a team success.
Are you and the coaching staff having fun with this, or is it too much focused in the moment?
Yeah, I think it's been a lot of using the word fun. It's very, very questionable in this business. The only fun in this business is winning games. When we win the games, it's only fun we can get. A lot of good people, don't get me wrong, it's a fun working with NB, but winning games is all fun. As long as we win the games, it's going to be long fun for, a lot of fun for us. So we'll see. So far, it's you have a decent fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.